Today is the 13th day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian, and I'm grateful. Well, I'm very grateful to be here today around the Global Campfire with you as we dive into our work week, as we gather together. I mean, we're stepping into this new week now. It's not a concept. We got to live it out today. Our intentions to seek wisdom, our ability to slow ourselves down before reacting, all these things. And the scriptures, man, they show us how, but they also show us what it looks like to do that and to not do that, and where the paths lead when we avoid wisdom. So, grateful to be here with you today to take another step forward. And our next step forward lands us back out into the book of 1 Chronicles. Today, chapter 15, verse 1 through 16, verse 36. And we are working our way through the life of King David. After David had constructed buildings for himself in the city of David, he prepared a place for the Ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one but the Levites may carry the Ark of God, because the Lord chose them to carry the Ark of the Lord and to minister before him forever." David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord to the place he had prepared for it. He called together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. From the descendants of Kohath, Uriel the leader and 120 relatives. From the descendants of Merari, Asaiah the leader and 220 relatives. From the descendants of Gershon, Joel the leader and 130 relatives. From the descendants of Elzaphan, Shemaiah the leader and 200 relatives. From the descendants of Hebron, Eliel the leader and 80 relatives. From the descendants of Uzziel, Aminadab the leader and 112 relatives. Then David summoned Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab the Levites. He said to them, "You are the heads of the Levitical families. You and your fellow Levites are to consecrate yourselves and bring up the Ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have prepared for it. It was because you, the Levites, did not bring it up the first time that the Lord our God broke out in anger against us. We did not inquire of him about how to do it in the prescribed way." So the priests and Levites consecrated themselves in order to bring up the Ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the Ark of God with the poles on their shoulders, as Moses had commanded in accordance with the word of the Lord. David told the leaders of the Levites to appoint their fellow Levites as musicians, to make a joyful sound with musical instruments, lyres, harps, and cymbals. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, from his relatives, Asaph, son of Berechiah, and from their relatives the Merarites, Ethan, son of Kashiah, and with them their relatives next in rank, Zechariah, Jaaziel, Shemiramot, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattatiah, Eliphelu, Micneiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, the gatekeepers. The musicians Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were to sound the bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Jaaziel, and Shemiramot, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play the lyres according to Alamot. And Mattatiah, Eliphelu, Micneiah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah were to play the harps, directing according to Shemaiah. Kenaiah, the head Levite, was in charge of the singing. That was his responsibility because he was skillful at it. Berechiah and Elkanan were to be doorkeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nethan now, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar the priest were to blow trumpets before the Ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiel were also to be doorkeepers for the Ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of units of 1,000 went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. Because God had helped the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, 7 bulls and 7 rams were sacrificed. Now David was clothed in a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who were carrying the Ark, and as were the musicians, and Kenaniah, who was in charge of the singing of the choirs. David also wore a linen ephod. So all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouts, with the sounding of ram's horns and trumpets, and of cymbals, and the playing of lyres and harps. As the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David dancing and celebrating, she despised him in her heart. They brought the Ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and they presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before God. After David had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each Israelite man and woman. He appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord to extol, thank, and praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, and next to him in rank were Zechariah, then Jaaziel, Shemiramot, Jehiel, Mattatiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. They were to play the lyres and harps. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and Benaiah and Jehaziel the priests were to blow the trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant of God. That day, David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he has pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you, I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. tremble before him all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. Romans 1, 18 to 32. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Psalm 10, 1 through 15. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak who are caught in the schemes he devises. He boasts about the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by him. He sneers at all his enemies. He says to himself, "Nothing will ever shake me." He swears no one will ever do me harm. His mouth is full of lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages. From ambush, he murders the innocent. His eyes watch in secret for his victims. Like a lion in cover, he lies in wait. He lies in wait to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, "God will never notice." He covers his face and never sees. Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, "He won't call me to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. Proverbs 19, 6 and 7. Many curry favor with a ruler, and everyone is the friend of one who gives gifts. The poor are shunned by all their relatives. How much more do their friends avoid them? Though the poor pursue them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. So, as we began yesterday to move into the letter to the Romans, written by the Apostle Paul, one thing's clear right off the bat. The good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. That's Paul in the first chapter of Romans. Today, Paul began to lay out his argument, telling his readers that God has made himself obvious to us, and that we have no excuse for not knowing him. All we have to do is just look around. It's our fault. It's not God's fault that we're confused. Like, our refusal in our lives to acknowledge and devote our lives to God in worship has cost our species, humanity, a terrible cost. And according to Paul, God allowed our reasoning and choices to carry the weight of their own consequences and their own repercussions. As Paul put it, they started thinking up foolish ideas of what God was like, and as a result, their minds became dark and confused, and they ended up trading the truth about God for a lie. So they ended up worshiping and serving the things God created instead of God. So Paul is beginning just to lay the foundation of the whole letter, building a thesis or an argument that we will pay close attention to. He's saying that this failure to acknowledge and worship God left people to create their own gods, or to worship themselves as a god, or to worship one another. And the result was the invention of corruptions that human beings were never intended to experience. Paul says their lives became full of every kind of wickedness, every kind of sin and greed and hate, every kind of envy and murder and quarreling and deception and malicious behavior and gossip. They are backstabbers. They are slanderers. They are haters of God. They are insolent and proud and boastful. And they invent new ways of sinning. So what Paul painted in today's reading, well, I mean, is a pretty deadly accurate portrait of life on earth after the rebellion that we read about in the third chapter of Genesis, way back at the beginning of the year. It's still a deadly accurate picture now. But where we're headed in the coming days is really striking. Because according to Paul, nobody has to stay like that anymore. Nobody's stuck in that state anymore. So even though Paul's writing can be and is very highly theological and very densely packed, we're moving through this systematically, and we will reap life-changing rewards of clarity and understanding if we will slow down, absorb it, take it all in. Romans is the kind of work that needs to be chewed slowly and digested fully. So let's imagine that we have just sat ourselves down at a multi-course gourmet meal prepared by a world-renowned personal chef, rather than something that we are trying to get through quickly, like it's a drive-through window meal. Let's savor and enjoy, but also, well, as we see the implications, like if we believe them to be true, then they should transform the way that we live. And so, Father, we thank you for a beautiful day to begin. And we thank you for bringing us to where we are. And as we continue in the scriptures, we invite your spirit of truth to awaken us to the things that we need to pay attention to see the things that we need to pay attention to, and see the context and how they apply in our lives, that they may change us, and that we may change everything around us because of that change. Thank you for your patience, because we are like sheep who have gone astray, and we don't always know our way back. You, the good shepherd, are always patient and always leading us. And we thank you for that. With a grateful heart, we worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, these are home base, the website and the app. Get connected, be connected to everything that's brand new around here. Check out the resources in the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are some deep dives in written resources, like Reframe, From the God We've Made to God With Us, a writing about what do we mean when we say we are in a relationship with God. What does that actually mean? How is that shaped? What does that really look like? Or Sneezing Jesus, which is a beautiful portrait, a love portrait of who Jesus is and what God shows us, like what God is like as we look at Jesus, and how that changes our humanity completely. Or The God of Your Story, which is a 365-day trip through the Bible, talking about the things that we talk about here every day, a fantastic resource to have if you're ever offline, a fantastic resource to have, just as a supplement to take what we're talking about that much deeper. Or even the breathing prayer, which is our first children's book that we released last year, coming really out of our lives. And it's a prayer, you know, for adults as well as children. It's kind of my prayer when I have nothing else to say, when there's just nothing else to say. So check that out. Check these written resources out in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if what we do here by gathering at the Global Campfire in a safe place every day, if that brings life to you, thank you. Thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Dab family. This is Baptized with Fire in Illinois. My girlfriend and I just got some very difficult news. She found a mass in her breast, and they did a biopsy and found that it was cancer and it has spread to lymph nodes. She just had her first visit with oncology and is seeing a surgeon soon, and we just need prayers. So family, I really appreciate you bringing us before the throne of the Almighty and just lifting us up and helping us get through this, whatever that means. I certainly don't expect a miracle, but if one happens, I would be extremely grateful. I just want peace as we go through this and wisdom to make good decisions and to be able to live the life that God wants us to live together as we walk into this really scary and unknown time. Thank you all. I love you all.
Hey, Davey family, this is Byron out in Florida. Hope you all are doing well. Could use your prayers. Found out that my niece's husband, my brother's daughter, her husband died suddenly. They'd gone to the ER. He was complaining of not being able to breathe, and they sent him home with a steroid inhaler. He ended up having to go back the next day, and he died there, 35 years old. So I just ask for your prayers for my niece, that you can just surround her. Prayers. I want to pray for all my brother's kids, my older brother. They all seem to be going through some very difficult circumstances. Another one just had a baby, and there's a lot of weird drama around that. His oldest son got into a bad car accident. It wasn't his fault, just sitting at a red light, and ended up in the ambulance and had to have surgery. These are all very recent. And so my brother, who really loves his kids and is stressed about them on a normal day, I can't imagine the weight that he's carrying now. So I just ask you to pray for my niece as she grieves, and the rest of his children as your protection, my brother, that you help him in his heart. Thank you that you guys are always there for my family. Love you all.
Hi, family. It's his little Cherie in Canada with an update on my nephew's wife, Nikki. She's the one with three young children, and she has a serious heart problem. She needs surgery, but the surgery isn't done here in Canada, so she's been waiting to find out when she can get the surgery done. She's going to be traveling to the States, but The surgery date has been postponed and postponed, but finally she's received the news that the surgery will go ahead on July 16th. So please pray that this surgery will be successful. She and her husband will be going down to Kansas City for 2 weeks and leaving their kids behind with family. So pray that these young children won't be too traumatized. They've never been away from their parents like this before. So we're just praying that God's will be done, that the surgery would be successful, Nikki would have a new lease on life, and God would receive all the glory. So thank you for journeying with my nephew's wife, Nikki, and I will continue to keep you updated. They sure appreciate all the prayers that are being prayed for them. So thank you very much. Love you, family. Bye for now.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you for the truth that your mercies are new each day. A fresh start with every sunrise. We praise you that your compassions never fail us, providing endless comfort and care for our weary hearts. We stand in awe of your grace, which is truly sufficient for every moment in our lives. Even when our path has been hard and broken, we can look back and see it has been filled with your countless blessings. Thank you for sustaining us with your faithfulness and for reminding us that you are always with us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good day, Daily Audio Bible. This is Timothy in Tennessee, a vision of hope and healing. And I felt led to call in because of all of the mentions of cancer lately. Those of you may be familiar with our story. Both of my children were diagnosed with a rare eye cancer in 2024, and we have seen multiple miracles, from tumors reducing by 80%, tumors moving out of the field of vision in their eyeballs, giving them vision, restoring sight to the blind, literally. We've seen next to no negative side effects through multiple types of chemo. We've seen reoccurrences and tumors pop up in our son's brain. And I called in and the Daily Audio Bible prayer team was praying for our son, and tumors disappeared in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to call and encourage. Our pastor shared a book with us early on in our cancer journey called Christ the Healer by F.F. Bosworth, a pastor in the early 19th century. And in his sermon notes, he shares a concept that helped me greatly. He basically said that Christ would rather us question his ability and power to heal us than his desire, because he already did it all on the cross. He took all of our sin and iniquity and all of our disease, and it was nailed to the cross with him, and he died. He gave it all. His finishing words were, "It is done. It is finished." So praise Jesus for the healing that's already done in your bodies. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible family. This platform means so much. God bless you.
Greetings, Brian and Deb family. This is Viv. I haven't called in a long time, but I'm here in the background praying and doing life with my DAB family. Thank you so much for all that you have been doing, you and your team, the new app. Everything is so wonderful. God is truly amazing. I want to pray for Lisa and Daniel Johnson Jr. and everyone else who is going through difficulties with this cursed cancer. And before I go, Baron, I can't wait for the release of Psalm 8. It is such a lovely song. Let us pray. Father God, Lord Almighty, we just give you thanks, Lord, for all that you do, for each day that you give us, Lord God, and for my brother and sister and everyone in that family who is facing challenges with this cancer. Lord, I just pray pray for your anointing to be upon them. I pray, Lord God, that you will surround them with people who will help to comfort them, your angels on earth, Lord. I just pray, Father God, that your peace will rest with them, that you will cover them, Lord God, and that they will always feel you close. Thank you, Father God, for all our DAB family or just prayer warriors behind the scene and those who call in all the time. Father, we love you, we adore you, and we just trust you, Lord, that you are going to do what you will do. And Lord, always remembering that you are the one in control. So we look to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for this family. I give you honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.